Yeah, we're holding that Mem Beis Amud Aleph here on top. That last shaila was, where's the case that when Isha is after Tashmish, when she pulled the Shechva Zerah, to say she first becomes Tamei later and not right away. Was the Chita, maybe you tell me on top, Kivon Dilma Ishtayer, that maybe still some Zerah stayed inside her. The Mayoch Yisol Chashinon, Shem and Ishtanibal, and Shidus and Lashkas were afraid maybe some Zerah was still inside her. And there the Shalom was, after the Tashmish, she went to the Mikvah, and were afraid that maybe later some Zerah would come out. So, was it saying Lashin like Vada the Zerah came out? It should have been Lashin only of Chashinon were afraid. So, let's look at this. El Rava Nami, Shet, Vila the Mikvah. We're talking about now where, after the Tashmish, she did not move around, walk, but rather she's still in the bed, and with Tavler in the bed. Lekasha. Once she turns around, once she doesn't turn around. For Rava, Akroakra is going on the post of Rocket Kama. Tikos Rachman wasn't her slave, Rokotsu Bamai in the Tamu. She has to go to the Mikvah and then she's Tommy El Ad Erev until the evening. The Shayna Masapecha, that's where she's not moving around. Therefore, the Zerah does not come out later, only after Yasin Tashmir, she can go to the Mikvah. Abu the Masapecha, so when she's moving around, then Echnami. Then Koshla Shiyan Masura, Lecha Bachuma, she's moving around all 3 days after the Tashma, she's also Tichuma, maybe Zerah comes out. The Yeshla Statiflet, it's not possible Zerah shouldn't come out of her. That's the Chiddush. If she doesn't move around, then it's not a Vadai. For the case where she's moving around, she's a Mesapecha, then we say she should not eat Truma the next 3 days after Tashma. Because it's like if the Yeshla should come out, that Zerah should not come out of it, she should not be a Pletis, Shech Zerah, not Lecha, 3 days after Tashma. If she is permanent, she would be coming. They must have this year. Boy mine Rav Shmuel Babisna. So Rav Shmuel Babisna has to shout like this. He has to shout like Abaya from Abaya. Paleta Shichva Zera. As an Isha that the Zera comes out of her. First lives with the husband, the Zera went in. And she became Tommy then when the Habashah Tashmish. But then later when the Zera comes out, also she becomes Tommy. So this din of a paleta shichva zera, roya heve, is extended like she's seeing now. It's like she's seeing zera, she becomes tamei because it's coming out of her body. Or in the gas heve, no, it's only tumas negiya. Like the shichva zera itself is an avatumah. So when it comes out of her body, when it touches her on the outside, it's metamaha. But not because she's like seeing tumah. What's the difference? Now, if gemina lister, let's say she was a zava, and she's counting now zayin nekiyim. And Zerah comes out of her. So if it's called a Roya, at least that day she can't count. Like a Baal that sees Zerah in the middle of his Zav, it's face of that one day. But if it's Stamas Tumas Negiya, Stam's touching her, it would not be face of that day. Stam, if she touches something, it comes Tamei, it doesn't stop as Zainakim. Or the Tamei the Mashu. If it's a Din Roya, no matter how little amount comes out, she becomes Tamei. But if it's a Din Negiya, she's touching it, then there's a Shear how much she has to touch. Olatame bifnim kebachutz. Hu adin, when this zera is coming out of a body, but it's inside the beis achitzim. If it's a din royam, so as soon as it leaves, like the praise door comes into the beis achitzim, she'll become tamei. But if it's a din of an egiya touching, then she's only tamei kebachutz when it comes outside, not when the zera is still just coming out of a body. So what's the shalom? What's the locha? Samar says manushach. Well, what was Rav Shmuel Babisna Shaila? Well, what did he ask the question? Ishmile Masnisin, if you heard the Mishnah we learned before, Masnisin L'Rabbonin Roy Hevi, or L'Rab Shimon Agas Hevi. Before we had, this was a machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbonin. Rashi is Masnisin Yeh, the Pligi Rabbon Rab Shimon Liel, the Kami Rabbonin Pulet the Sheikh Vazera Matama Befinim Kabachutz. Well, the Rab Shimon, the Dayi Kabayla. But that was a machlokes before, when the Isha lets out the Zera, that the Rabbanan said, yes, she's Tamei, as soon as it comes out, even though it's inside the body, as soon as it comes out into the Beis HaChitzon. And Rab Shimon said, no, it's just like the Baal, that Zera's only in the Tamei of the Baal when it comes out of the body. The same thing by the Isha also, she's only Tamei when it comes out of her body. So that was a Mishnah before, it's a machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rab Shimon. According to the Rabbanan, the Chur, it's a Din Roya. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the Chur, it's a Din Negiya. So what was the Shaila? If he heard the Mishnah, he should have known it's a Machlekes Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan.
Mor says, Elamai viloi shmilei, if we did not hear that braisa, if so, then stam in svor, mistavr, nagaf hevi, havad in svor, it's a svor to say that when the shich mazera comes out of the isha, it's only mitama, when it touches her on the outside, it's a negiyah. Like, why should I say it's a raya? It's a dinri, it's not really from her body. Came out of the bowel, and then she's coming out of her, in svor, it should not be a raya. So Mor says, no. The other one I tell you really, shmilei masnisin. It could be that Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna heard the braisa before. And it's like this, according to the Rabbanan Shita that they say, it's metama, bifnim, inside her body, then the pshat is called a roya. According to Rabbanan, we agree, there's plet the shech vazer as loch of a roya. Kiko mi boile, where is my shay la libe the Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbi Shimon, and it's like this, l'tame bifnim kebachutz like mi boile. To say that she's tummy as soon as it comes out, even inside the body, in the base of chitzoyim, that Reb Shimon says, no, she's tor. It's only tummy when it comes outside the body. But kikum mi boiling, where is my shaylo? Listor l'tummy v'cholshu. This I still have a shaylo. Then when it does come out of her, is it tzaysa? Let's say she's counting zayinikiyim. Is it tzaysa this one day? Or else l'tummy v'cholshu, do I say that it's tummy, no matter how little it is, she becomes tummy from it. So that's the Shalomai. What's your question? Ki kom Reb Shimon, when does Reb Shimon say that when the Zera comes out of her, she's not tummy until it comes out of the body completely? That's because Daya Kaboyelo. Because Reb Shimon says she can't be better than the husband. Just like by the Baal, when the Zera comes out of him, by a man he's only tummy when it leaves the body. And now when it's Eker in the Aver itself. So Reb Shimon only says that she can't be better than the Boyelo. But maybe Hani Mili, when does he say that? Litzumuya bifnim kebachutz. To say that when the Zera comes off, it comes out of a proizder and goes into the Beis HaChitzim, that there she's still Torah until it leaves her body. Only in this prat, maybe. Avo lister, but to say that it's called a Ria, that if she's counting Zayinikim, will take away that one day, maybe he agrees it is called a Ria. Or Latame v'cholshu, a Raya Heve. That's Mashal, or else that she should become Tomei no matter how little Zera comes out of her. When it comes out, maybe she's tummy even with a cholshu. And why? Because roya heavy. This tumma, when it leaves the body, has a locha like she sees tumma from her body. So she should become tummy no matter how small it is. Or Dilma, maybe no. Loishno, the current Rabbi Shimon, just like we say, she's not tummy bifnim. Because she came in better than the boyala. So maybe huadin, in other words, not called uriya by her. So huadin for these last two halachas also. That if an Isha sees the Zera comes out of her, would not be Seisar as Zayinikiyim, and the Wadin, she would not be Tomei with a whole shoe. There'll be a shear, how much has to come out. So was the Shaila. Now the Gemara says, no, Ikud Yami, something like this, that Li'erla Matayi Lo Shmi Le Mas Nisan. It could be that Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna did not hear that Braisa before. And that's why he asked the question. Ah, you said if he didn't hear the Braisa, what's the Sofik L'chur Peshita? It should only be a din negiya, not a din riya. So Mor says, "L'ochi k'maboyle." This was the shaila. Midiach merachmona balekriyin b'sinai. We see the Torah was machmir b'shas nesinas ha'Torah ma'an Torah that anisha had to be tor. That's why the man was not allowed to live with the wife for 3 days before. So the Torah wanted not only the men should be tor from a bakeri, but even the ish also should be tor from a bakeri. And therefore, if Zera is inside of more than 3 days, then that Zera is not Matam anymore. So therefore, the last 3 days before Mount Torah, they weren't allowed to live with their wives. So, Midiach, Rachmona, Baal Kerim, Sinai. Royehevi, that's a swear to say that when it comes out of her body, it's like she saw a tumor. Because the Torah was not Makbit Stam, she should not touch a mace, or not touch other tumors. The Torah was only Makbit upon tumors of Zera. Why? It must be because it's a din roya. When it comes out of the isha, it's also called like she's seeing tumma from her body. That's what's not to say it's called a roya. Or duma maybe no. Legamrina mi Sinai. We don't learn now the tumma from Sinai. The chiddushu. Over there was a special chiddush what the Torah said, that they did not want the Baal, the man, to live with his wife 3 days before. So a zovin, a mitzayroyin, the chamiriv, layachma barabonin. If an isha or a man was a zav or a mitzayra, here the Torah was not mak, but they were allowed to come near Hasinai. They were allowed to be mekabel the Torah. The Torah was only mak, mironi, and about Keri, they should be tor, both from the men and from the Isha. So there's a special chiddush there by Hasinai. And therefore you can't learn out from Hasinai. So even though there the Torah was makmir, it could be all over regular Isha though, when the zera comes out of her body, it's only mitama when it touches her on the outside, but not because she's seeing tuma. So that was the shayla. Under this, Amaled, Abaye answered back to him and said, yes, you should know, roya heve, that is considered like a roya, and therefore she'll be tuma no matter how small amount comes out of her. And also, if she's counting zaynikiyim, that day that when she sees the zera comes out of her, that day is not included. It's faced her that one day, just like by a baal, when he's counting zaynikiyim for his zav, if he sees shechva zera, he's tamei, it's faced her that one day. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, also shayla l'rova, the kemen yes rova. What's the locha? When an isha is pulet the shechva zera, she called the roya, she called the megas. Or Malay Roya Heavy also, Lasakabai also held, it's called a Roya Heavy. She has looked like she's seeing tumor from her body. Osla came with Rabbi Yosef. Or Malay Roya Heavy also, he said, it's called a Roya Heavy. Hoda then later, Osla came when they came in front of Abai again. Or Malay, Abai said to them, Kul Chubruka Choda Tafisa, like you'll have the same language, the same, like right, like a spit come out of your mouth, like you're all saying the same thing. And Or Malay, he said back to him, Shap Ramlacho, it's good that you said. Because it's like this. Ad kam lo kam Reb Shimon dai kaboylo. When does Reb Shimon say before that when the zera comes out of her, she's not tummy until it leaves her body, that she can't be more chomer than a husband and the baal? Elo la tamei b'fnim kabachutz. Only for that one halacha. That when the zera is inside her body, it's not metama. Even when it comes out into the Beis HaChitzon, it's not like dam, it's not metama the Beis HaChitzon. Only when it leaves her body. Avolista, but let's say she's counting Zayinikim and some Zera comes out, or we also Latame Becholshu, Roya Heva, yes, that's Alochom, that it's called Alocha, she's a Roya, as if she's seeing Tuma come out of her body. And therefore, no matter how small amount it is, and if she is counting Zayinikim, that day is not included. Nothing more it says, turn around, but like this. It says, Hanido, Vihazovo, Vihashemeris Yom, Kenegajoyim, Nisha sees down, Bishasha comes a Nido, Bishasha comes a Zavom, or else during the 11 days and she only sees once. That's called the Shemerathim, she has to wait the next day, Bataira. Who had been Vayuledis, Nisha gives birth, is Kulam, all these four ladies, like Mitamois Bifnim Kabachutz. As soon as the dam leaves the Proizdor, even though it's still inside the Beis Achitzim, still she's Tame, completely Bifnim, inside the body, inside the canal there, still she's Tame. But there's Vishle Makulu Lechaya. The first three lochas is good. Anidis, tell me right away. Azov and Shemeras Yom. Elo Yoledis. What's we talking about a Yoledis of here? She gave birth. Monashach. If we're talking about the dam that came out Bishash, she gave birth. So let's see what part of a cycle she's in. If you may need it, if it's a day that she should become a Nido. So Pshit Nido, that dam has a loch like Dam Nido. And pshit it's metama as soon as it comes into the Beis HaChitzon, even though it's still inside the body. If she's during the 11 days between Nidus and another Nidus, that she could become a Zova. So Ziva, pshit that this dam has loch like Zova, Ziva, that also it's to metama as soon as it comes out of the Beis HaChitzon, the Freizdor. So what's the Chiddush of the Breisa? That a Yeledis also is Tomei Bifnin Kabachutz. So more said, Lord Tzricha, the case must be like this. The case must be, Sheyardo litfol mitum latayra. There where she went down to be tovel, she went to the mikvah, mitum latayra, meaning to say, let's say she gave birth to in the keva, so she's tummy for 14 days. After the 14th day, the 15th day, she goes to the mikvah, and then from then on, the next 66 days is called demei tayra. And we're going now according to Beis Hillel, that it only changes over the din, when is the dam called dam toyer, after she goes to the mikvah. But before she went to the mikvah, any dam she sees, she's still tamei. So the case was like this, that after the 14 days, she went down to the mikvah to be tovel. And the case is, v'chi hod the yom rav zeh, omer rav chiv arashi, omer rav, the name of rav. That what's going to be, yoledis, anisha that just gave birth, after 14 days later, after the mikvah, she yod do litvah, she goes down to the mikvah, the locher is, Me tumla tayra is going down now after the 14 days to become tor from that tumah. The neck imenu dam, and she feels argosha that dam left her proizdor and went into the Beis HaChitzon. Dam left her body, still inside the body, but left the makor, left the womb already. So it depends. Be you read the when she's still going down, so she's not tor yet. So that dam that comes out of a body is an alpha tum. It's like dam, you just like that dam is tummy. So therefore, tumeya, it's that dam remains tummy. We'll soon see what that means. But the aliyah, let's say after she went to the mikvah, then on the way up, now she first feels hagosh, that dam is like leaving her womb. In such a case, tahira, because since she went to the mikvah, now any dam that comes out is called dam toyer. The next 66 days, the dam is tahira, like a basil shita, that going to the mikvah causes it. So therefore, even though the dam comes out later, it's not metama, it's not a navatuma. So, it's like this. The more explains, the omale rabbiyir milar abzeira. The yirido amai tumeya. The when she, if you say now, if the dam came out when she was going down to the mikvah, so b'shas, the dam, like left, came out of the body, she was still tamei. And therefore, the dam that comes out is also tamei dikadam. Therefore, the dam has loch of an avatumah. So you want to see, even though she goes to the mikvah doesn't know because that dam is still an avatumah, that dam is still going to be metamah. The Gemara says, though, but why? The churatumah b'luyehi. That tumah is still swallowed up in the body. And that's the loch. Anytime tum is inside the body, it's not metamiyu. So since the dam is still inside the besachitza, and that's like blua. That's what the Gemara takes on like right now. Later will be a shaila. That's what the Gemara names on right now. It's blua. So why should she be tummy? Or Malaysia said back to Menachnami, zil go shaila le Reb Avin. Go yes, Reb Avin, the shaila. The Asafris nalei, because I explained it to him. The kakash libreishi, like Shukas said to me, he agreed to the time that I said. Bei Medrash and the Beis Medrash. So also he went. Shaila asked him. Omle said like this: that our suha chinevelas oivtor. That it could be for some reason they made this halacha, this dam, when it comes out of her, even though it's still inside the beis achitz and it's tamei, just like there's a special halacha that if a man eats the nevela of an oivtor, a tordik a bird, if it dies without a shchita, so there's a special gzeis kosev shemetama begodma beis ablia. That b'shas you swallow it, when you eat it, b'shas you swallow it, it's metama the person and any clothing he's wearing. So even though usually when the tum is inside your body, it's balua, you don't become tummy. But here it's a special exercise by the Vela Seif Torah, that if you just touched the Nevela, you do not become tummy. Only when you swallow it. So this dam, even though it's balua, it's inside the body, but still it's metama the isha. So that's the question, why? Me dummy, why was this like that? Hosom, I'll tell you over there by Nevelas Oiftor, there's a special halacha over there. Hosom, Ein lo tumo bachutz. There's no din tumo bachutz. If you touch this Nevela of an oif, you tore. It's a special exercise of custom, just by touching it, you tore. You only tumo, that's the whole chiddush, only when you swallow it. So that's the chiddush over there. Mashenkin hocha, but over here by this dam, kinofer glabroi, when this dam will leave her body completely and come outside, the tamei dem shita, that dam is an avatuma. It came out from isha kol zman she was tamei before she went to the mikvah. So that dam is an avatuma. If so, the din should be only when you touch it on the outside you become tamei, but not here where it's inside her body still. She should not become tamei. So what does it have to do with nevela seif Torah? So Gemara says enechanami, hochinam here also kishiyotz lechutz. That he meant to say this isha is tamei. Not that she's tummy right now, b'shas the dam is still inside her body, but only what happened here. She went down to the mikvah, and the dam came out before she went to the mikvah. So that dam is a navatuma. She is still inside her beis achitzan. So kol zman it stays inside there, true she's tor. It's just later when the dam comes out of her body, that dam is metamah. So we ask the question: I yotze lachutz, if we're talking about the dam left her body now, so ma'alamein, what do you have to tell me? Ma'alamein l'churb shita. That dam is an avatuma, pshit it's metamaho. Smor says no, still do the chiddush here. Because otherwise, mal, the tame, I would have thought to say, mi gudu mahani tfilo, ledam, the yika gavoi, like once the isha goes down to the mikvah, now, this, again, it's after the 14 days of the yaledis of an akeva, so once she goes to the mikvah, now it changes over her din, that any dam she sees now for the next 66 days, are dam tor. The dam is Torah and she remains Torah. So I would have thought to say that Nigwa, that this tefillah helps, that all the dam inside her changes over to become dam Torah, is Tahani Nami Lahai. It would help even for this dam, even though this dam left already the Makor, left the womb, but still, since it's still inside the Beis HaChitzen, I would have thought to say that the tefillah helps to make it into Torah. Is Kamashmula? No. Kamashmula, that dam still remains betuma, and therefore later when it comes out of her body, it would be metama. Now the Gemara says, true, Shemaita Nifrit. True, you answer this aloch over here. What's aloch of this dam? But our koponim elu yoledes is still the question now. What does the din of yoledes have to do with that price? The Mamonashuch. Ib you may need a nida. If when she gave birth, she was during the time she became a nida, so the dam that came out is a nida digadin. Ib you may ziva ziva, the dam that comes out is ziva digadin. So Mamonashuch, the dam is tomei in the Beis Achitzon. So what's the chiddush of the price of a yoledes? What's chiddush? We have the yoledes also is tomei. Bifnim kibachutz. What's the chiddush by yeledes? So Mora says, Hocha b'mayaskinon, we're talking about Hocha b'mayaskinon, b'lei d'yaveshto, we're talking about now, b'lei d'yaveshto, talking about now when she gave birth, there was no dam at all. And therefore, she's not tomei machmas the dam, but only after din leida. That's the law when she gives birth, when the kid comes out, she has tumas leider on her. So Mora says, lei d'yaveshto, then my metama bifnim kibachutz. What does the price mean to say that a yoledes also has tumah inside like outside? Like if we're not talking about dam right now, so what tumah does she have inside the body? Of course, it's not tumah until the vlad comes outside. So what do you mean tumah bifnim kibachutz? For instance, like this, I'll tell you, kugoyin shehoitzi vlad roishoy chutz the proizder. The case here is talking about the vlad now, the head came out from the proizder, that's the inner part of the body, came out of the womb, but it's still inside the canal, it did not come out of her body yet. That's the chiddush, that she has her tumas later then, even though the head is still inside the body, but since the head left the proizder, like left the womb, that alone makes the isha tumah has a tumas later. It's called that she gave birth already. Ukarab Oishia, the Yom Rab Oishia says, the loch over there is of a midwife. If she puts her hand inside the womb of the Isha and touches a nafla, a dead baby inside, so the midwife, she becomes tummy. And the question is why? The chur, when she touches the baby inside, the baby is belua, it's not metame yet. So Vaisha said the reason why if the midwife puts her hands inside, she becomes tummy, is because it's a gzeirum that shema yoitzi avlad roishoy chutz the proizdor. That maybe when the head comes out of the proizdor, she'll touch it then. And when the head of the baby comes out of the proizer, comes out of the womb, even though it's still inside the body, then already it's called like, if here the case of the uber is mace, so it's called like a mace, and then she would be tummy. So you see here, as soon as the head comes out, it's called a later ready. And the more, so that's the chiddush of here also, that the mice, as soon as the head comes out, even though it's still inside the body, but it comes out of the proizer, she'll have a tumas later on her. The most similar case was the Chiyahu, the Osla Kaim of the Rova. A person came in front of Rova. Omele said to him like this, Ma'al Lemimu B'Shabbat. Yes, Rova, Shiloh, can I make a bris milu on Shabbos? So Omele, first he answered back to him, Shabbat Domi, yes, Avadi, can make a bris milu on Shabbos. Both of the Nofag, after the person went out, Omele Rova, now Rova thought over again, what did he tell this person? Let's see. Omele Rova. Like, it's possible that a person would not know that you're allowed to make a bris milah on Shabbos. So, there must have been some special case why he asked. Like, a normal, if the baby was born on Shabbos, so pshit, you make a bris milah the next Shabbos. So, since the person asked the question to Rava, Mistama was a special case. So, what happened was, Ozal Basra Rava went after that person. Omel, and he said to the person, listen, Emily Ezer, please tell me, Gufod Yuv, exactly what happened. Tell me the whole story, exactly what happened. Hechiyavi, what happened? Omele said like this, Shamit Vlad de Tzovis Apanya de Male Shabbat. My wife was in labor, and they heard the cry of a baby on Friday. The head did not come out of the body yet, but they heard the baby crying. So it must be that the head already came out of the prisoner, even though it didn't come out of the body yet. But lo yisial not Shabbat, but the baby did not come out of the body, did not come out until on Shabbos. So what's the locha? Omlai said to him, oh, in this case, hai hoitzi roisha chusta proizderu. This baby, since you heard it cry on Friday, it must be that the head at least came out of the womb already on Friday. If so, that's called a leida. So it's called that she gave birth on Friday. If so, next Shabbos, you can't make a bris milah anymore. on Shabbos. Whether Mila Shleimis Manas, so to make the bris Mila on Shabbos, if some the person can't have the Shalom on Shabbos, he said, now on Shabbos you can't make the bris. Today's the ninth day, it's called the Mila Shleimis Manas. For Chomila Shleimis Manas, and Mechal Lasa Shabbos, give me Mechal Lasa Shabbos. That's what he answered him. No, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. So therefore, by the Kofan, I forget to us, that when is it called the Leda? That as soon as the Uber, the head of the Uber, comes out of the praise door, even though it's still inside, Tenechnami, that's the locha that's called the Leda right then. Now the Gemara says, Yiboilu, I have a question like this. I say Mokim Shalish, Tenechnami, that Mokim in the canal in the vagina of an Isha, between the base, between the praise door, when it comes out of the womb, until it leaves the body, that mokum that we say when the dam comes there, the Isha becomes Tomei al Nidar al Zovo, Shailer is Blue Heavy, is that mokum considered like it's still inside the body? If a Tumla said the Sheikh Vazer would be there, if it only have a Tumla Samaga, would it be considered like it's Blue, like it's swallowed up in the body altogether? Or, Basis Storm Heavy, no, it's not called Blue, it's not called swallowed up in the body. But a basis storm, yes, it's still like the mokum where it's Sosar, where it's covered up, that much yes. So when it's Lamayna's Kamina, what's the difference? Kugoyin, in both cases, it has no Tumas Magas. So what's the difference? What that Mokum has? So most like this, Kugoyin, the case would be, what's going to be Shetokov, Loch, Averta, Kizayis, Nevela, Beyesa Mokum? Let's say a friend put in there a Kizayis of Nevela in that Mokum, and it did not touch her, it went straight into that Mokum. Say, she tell me or not? Iyam, if you could tell me now, blue heavy in that mokum is considered like a swallowed up in the body, so it's like bottle to the body, it has no tumor at all, then tumor, blue loy metama. A tumor that's swallowed up is not metama at all. But Iyam, if you can tell me, based on storm heavy, it's considered only like a base of storm, only like it's covered up, that's all, but not swallowed up. If so, nihid, the bemagal metama, that's the locha base of storm, a part of your body that's covered up. It's not mitame for sheretz or an avatuma touches it over there, but I'll call upon him b'maso mitmiyo mitame for to have a tumas masoi, and the veila has a tumas masoi. So here the fact that she's carrying it, for that alone she would become tummy. So that's the shaila. If she's carrying a kazayas of a neveila, b'yoyse mokum, does she become tummy as tumas maso, or do we say no, that mokum is called balua, that she's not tummy at all? Zemora says to Machloikis, Abayiroma Blue Heavy, that part of a body is called like swallowed up in there, and it's not Matamra at all. Rav Amano, Basa Storm Heavy, the Mokum is like a Basa Storm Heavy, and therefore it has no Tumas Naga, but Tumas Basa Storm would have, but Tumas Master would have. Omar Rav says, Mino Aminullah, how do we know my Yisrael to say that it's called like a Mokum Blue, like a Basa Storm? The Tani would learn like this. Elam ifnei she tumas beisa storm hi, for tumas beisa storm loy metame elish gzeras hakosav hi. We have before Loshen that says over there that when a man lives with his wife and lets out zera, she becomes tamei al tumas bia. So it says over there Loshen, not because the elam ifnei she, not because a tumas maga, because when the zera goes in and touches her there, it's called the beisa storm heavy. But rather, it's because there's a cost that she becomes tummy. For our koponim, you see that mokum, the Gemara calls it before, based on storm, and not a balua. So it's a riot to Rava. The Gemara says, the Baviyabaya, Abaya says, no, the Pshan, the Gemara before was, Chod, the Yod Kum, it says one and a second reason. Chod, the one reason is the Tumma Bluehi, Enechnami. The Zerabiyah, it's the mokum, it's called Blue there, so it's not Metama, because it's swallowed up over there, Mikir Adin. Elamatik Zeras a costive. For yoit, secondly, even if you want to tell me, afil on tim tzalayma, tumas beis astorim is called tumas beis astorim. Ainu metama, it's not metama. Still, elash gezeras hakosavi. That's what we say when a man lives with his wife, she becomes tamei al tzera. In a climate, that's gezeras hakosav. It's not machmas tumas negia, because really it's a beis astorim. But really, it could be either, it could be beis balua or a beis astorim. So therefore, it's not a proof. Now the Gemara says, "Boiler, I have a question like this: Mokum nevela soif tor. That's what the Torah says when you swallow a kizayis of a nevela soif tor, you become tamei. So that mokum when you swallow palua heavy, is that mokum considered like the tumma there? Really, you swallow it up as a special kizayis of kasi v'tamei by oif tor,
Well, based on storm, we know or else know that Mokum is not really called part of the Balua swallowed up in the body already, but just it's a based on storm, it's a covered up place. So, Lamayin Nafkamin, what would be the difference? The same thing. Your friend sticks down into your throat, deep in your throat, or Kizayas of an Avela, and it did not touch you before, went straight down your throat. So, Yarm is being to tell me now, Balua heavy, that Mokum down your throat where you swallow. Is considered a mokum balua. If so, heavy tuma balua. The tum is the mokum balua. It's swallowed up in the body, and therefore lo metame. It's like bottle to the body. It's not metame you at all. Not the maga, not the masa. But eli yamr, you need to tell me that the mokum you swallow is only considered a base of storm. It's a covered up place. That's all. It's a base of storm. Heavy. If so, nihina mide b'maga lo metame. It's not metame you b'maga because it's a base of storm. But the masa mi matama tumas masa there should be senechnami should be tum he'll be tummy because he's carrying the kazayas of an avela. So what's the locha? So again, it's a machlokas abayi v'rova. Abayi says blue heavy that mokum is considered swallowed up. It's blue and therefore there's no tumas masa either. V'rova Marova says no. Based on storm heavy that mokum is considered a based on storim. So therefore there would be tumas masa. Omer Abayi explained himself, Minua Minula, how do I know if this said the Oyster Makum is called Blue Heve? Titania, we learned the drush like this, Titania, we learned like this. That Yochla, I would have thought to say, it says here, that Yochla, I would have thought to say, Te Nevelas Behemo, Mitama Begodama Besa Bluya. Let's say a person swallows the Kazayas of a Nevela of a Behemo. So, a Nevela of a Behemo is Tomei. It's Matama B'mas also. So I would have thought to say, if you swallow it, it's Matama you also, Matama you and your begotten. Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, no, Nevela Trefa La Yechel. You're not allowed to eat a Nevela Trefa. Letama Bo. It'll be Matama you. So Darshin Mi Shein La Tum Elo Achiloso. That what has a loch of the base of Leoni and Eiftor? That Nevela is Eiftor, the only way it's Matama you is only when you eat it. That's all, none of you touch it. But Yotze Tzuva goes out on the veil of the behema, Shematama Kodim Sheikh Lenu.